Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating the Shi'ur today to Rabbi Israel Noach ben Yitzchak Matityahu. Rabbi Israel Noach ben Yitzchak Matityahu. And also for the Yortzeit of Natan ben Alter, B'toch Sh'ar Nishmat ben Yisrael. In Likutei Moran, Torah 31, in page 90 we are, in this edition. On the left side, we learned a little bit on the fact, in the second paragraph, we saw in the fourth, fifth line, that even the righteous man sometimes is falling from his level, like we know. שאי אפשר לעמוד תמיד בקביעות על מדרגה אחת, that the man cannot stand always on one level. אזי בעת שנופל ממדרגתו, and then when he is falling from his level, אם ירצה, if he will want, להחזיק עצמו, to hold himself, במדרגת למדן שנשאר לו, in the level of learner that he still got, הוא לא טוב, it's not good. Means if a man's got a falling, and now when he's falling, crushing, he wants to hold his sidre limud, when he's falling, he doesn't have the same powers like that he had before. He's got less power, he's falling. But now, all of those small powers that he's got, with them, he's going to try to hold on to the schedule that he had, to the number of pages that he will do. It's not good. It's not good. רק צריך להחזיק עצמו, just he has to hold himself ביראת שמיים, in יראת שמיים, in fear from heaven. מה שיש לו עדיין, what that he still got, מהרשימו שנשאר לו. From the Rashimu, it's like certain leftovers that he still remembers Hashem Yitbarach
impression
from the last place that he was in. Everything is holding, everything, all of the Torah, all of what that we have is holding on the Yirat Shamayim that we have. You have Yirat Shamayim, so what that you add to your life, it's good. You're adding it on based on your Yirat Shamayim, so it's adding. It's a mitvasef, added. But if a man doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, he just got limud and praying and minyan or things like that, so can be actually empty-handed, even though that he's spending a lot of hours every day in yeshiva. Yirat Shamayim, it doesn't mean results in Yirat Shamayim. It doesn't mean that you're not breaking Shabbos or that mamash, you're totally frum. Yirat Shamayim, it means that you want to have Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim is when you're holding yourself in that place that you want to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. This is a sign for Yirat Shamayim. A man that has got Yirat Shamayim, he's judging himself every day on his level, where he's holding. And it means that you can even fall from in that day. And if you're judging yourself when you're falling, it means that you're in Yirat Shamayim, because you're afraid of Hashem. You don't want to let yourself sin, even though that you're sinning. Your avonot, your falling, are not showing that you don't have Yirat Shamayim. If you're not judging yourself on them after, it shows that you don't have Yirat Shamayim. But if a man is judging himself, no matter where he is, it means that he's got Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim depends on how you judge yourself after. Ayin Batikunim, page Samech Tet, 69, in the Zohar Kadosh, Daf Kuf Bet, page 102, Amar Leh, it's written over there, Ki Beyom Ochlecha Mimeno, in the day that you're going to eat from it, from the fruit of the tree of wisdom. Ktiv, it's written over there, Amar Leh, he told him, Be'ahu Yoma Hetzitz Vamet. In that day he picked and died. Actually, what had happened over there in Adam with Adam Arishon, that he ate from that fruit, it was in that aspect of Hitzitzvamet, that he picked and died. He wanted to look at something that he wasn't able to enjoy from. It wasn't like that it's written, "Bamufla mimcha al tidrosh," in things that are higher than you, from your level, you don't need to investigate on those things. They're higher than you, too high. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon said, "Beginda," because of that, if it's written, "Yesh hevel," there is a certain steam, "asher nasa al haaretz," that become to be on above the ground, "asher yesh tzadikim v'chule," that there are righteous people over there that can fall and sin. "Ayen sham v'aven," look over there and you're gonna understand. So it's very not easy to understand what the Rabbeinu wrote here. You can understand, everyone maybe can understand more and more, but one point that we can see here, that like that we learned before, that in all of the Torah 31, that according to the will of the man, because of the will, the yearning, the desiring, the prayers, he creates souls, spirits, he goes and creates certain effect in the world. So also here, when the Zohar Kadosh is explaining that the sin of Adam HaRishon to eat from the fruit wasn't actually physical eating, just he was picked, he was looking, means that will created death for him. He had a bad will to look on something that is not according to his ability, according to his level. He had, and because of that, he'd been damaged. Rabbeinu is saying, "Shlemut kol advarim mi'aemunah." To complete all things is through faith. "Uvilti ha'emunah," and without the faith, "kol advarim chaserim," all of the things are lacking. Means that if you're learning Torah with no faith, it's not a complete limud Torah. If you're praying to Hashem Yitzvarach with no faith, it's not a complete prayer. We learned last week that when a man is praying, he should be in that point. We were talking about it, that he should be in that certain level that he will not going to be distracted by voices, by sounds of other people that are praying, or to answer to all of the questions, if you should answer in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, to Kaddish, to Kedusha, to answer in your heart, to all of those. Actually, I thought about it Thursday, that I was standing, and maybe it was Friday, I sat and I was standing in my house and I was learning something, standing, holding a book and learning, and my son came to talk to me and he called me and I didn't hear him because I was inside the limud, that thing that I was learning. And my wife, she started to call me, she's saying, "Dror," and I couldn't hear her, and she's saying, "Dror," and I couldn't hear her. I was so into what that I was reading that I couldn't hear nothing outside. It was so interesting, I couldn't hear it. And then she started to laugh. She said to my son, "Father is not listening to you. He cannot hear you. He's reading now." And I couldn't hear all of it. I felt there's something going on, but I was inside the book. This is something that can happen very easily while you're learning. When you're praying, it's a lot harder. When you're praying, it's a lot harder to focus, mamash, to be swallowed into the tefillah. But this is the way that you should learn, and this is the way that you should pray. When you're praying, you need to put your intention, your mind, your heart into the letters, into the words of the tefillah. This is why Rabbeinu was so mamash saying that again and again in a very clear way, that the Hitbaldut should be in the language that it's comfortable for you to talk, in your language. For you it's English, it's wonderful. You don't need even to want to make Hitbaldut in Hebrew. There is no benefit, there is no toilet use to do that. It's not better in no way. The best way of Hitbaldut is when you're talking to Hashem like you're talking to your best friend. That mamash, you're talking, you let yourself talk. In Shmona Esrei it's harder. And you should know also that in Shmona Esrei it's harder for Israeli people than to people that the Hebrew is hard for them. Why? Because for them, they know it already by heart, very fast, very easily. They know the Shmona Esrei by heart. And they don't know the meaning of the word. Because that it's so easy for them to pray means to read, not to pray. To read, they're not praying. It becomes to be, they create a very huge distance between the heart to the words of the tefillah. And they're just memorizing, saying, Hashem Svatai Tiftar Fi Yitir Atecha Boruch Atah Hashem Elokim Elokei Avraham. This is it. Finished. Finished Shmona Esrei. Haven't started Shmona Esrei and already finished. Haven't said one word with the right intention. But the main way of tefillah, really, from the heart, is to put the heart, to put the intention into the words. This is the faith. Why this is the faith? Because Rabbeinu is saying that if Rabbeinu wrote that if they would let a dead person enter into this world again, for sure he would give all of his powers on tefillah. For sure, there is no doubt. He would stand in Sirut Nefesh and screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. Because that he realized now that this world is going to pass. Us, we're in coma. We don't feel. Everything, sababa, all cool, all great, benachat, everything is great. We're occupied, we're busy, no. Have to take care of rent, have to make for himself a cup of tea. He's so busy in imaginations in this world that he forgets the purpose. But the dead man that he saw mamash already held in front of his eyes, and the benefit and the greatness of heaven, the what that he can achieve if he's going to serve Hashem right, it doesn't have to be from the side of punishment. It can be even from the good side of understand how much you can achieve if you're going to put effort in this world. When he's coming back to this world after it, he's going to give everything that he's got. So, it means that when he's going to pray, he's going to put the intention, the heart, into the words of tefillah. And this is faith. Because when you believe that Hashem Yitbarach is with you, and you understand that you're not capable of achieving nothing without him, and the only bridge, only way of communication between you and him is through prayer, so you're going to put everything that you have on tefillah. All of your money, all of your powers, you're going to put in how I'm going to communicate better with Hashem Yitbarach. If in that everything depends, Rav Shalom said that it's written, he read for us, I don't remember the righteous man, in Shabbos he said that, I don't remember the tzaddik that he read that chidush from him. That there was a question. It's written in last parashat Shavua on Am Yisrael that when they were standing on the shore of Yam Suf, they grabbed the art, the weapon of their fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in their hand, and used it. And which weapon, which tool of art was it? It's tefillah. They were praying like Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So, the question over there, what it means that they took the what's so special in the tefillah of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that they used it now? Which kind of tefillah? What were they doing actually? So. Chacham, that tzaddik explained, the Rav Shalom read it, that actually the situation that Am Yisrael were standing in front of Yam Suf, they didn't have no other way, no solution except of screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. They had the sea in front of them. They cannot cross the sea. They had the Egyptians for miles. They saw them running toward to them. They couldn't ride to those sides. They didn't have no solution. They didn't have no weapon. They couldn't do nothing except of screaming from the bottom of their hearts. And they knew that even to surrender it won't be so useful, because now they're going to revenge on all of the Bechorim that died over there, all of the children that died. So they saw that they were going to finish. This is it. So they didn't have no other solution except of screaming from the bottom of their hearts to Hashem Yitbarach. And he explained it, that this is how that Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov were praying on every detail in their lives. Even on something small, like a piece of bread, like having new clothes, small things, Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, they would realize, they knew it in 100% that it can come only from Hashem Yitzhak. They didn't have another option. Am Israel, in that generation, achieved it once. Boreolam brought them to that point that really they're going to be in a situation that they don't have nothing else to count on, only on Hashem Yitbarach, and they become to be like that the fathers were always. This how was Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, always. Always, always, always they were 100% on Hashem Yitbarach, counting on Him. Didn't have no solutions except of Him. You need to buy new clothes. You think about it. All right, I'm going to catch the light train. I'm going to go in a bus. I'm going to take my car. I'm going, I am. I have money. If you don't have, I'm going to loan, or I'm going to wait until I'm going to have. I'm going to ask for. You're doing something. You think that you have powers. You don't count on Hashem Yitbarach. And even when we're counting on Hashem Yitbarach in something, we're not counting on him 100%. One of the Avrichim told me a few years ago that it was a slap, mamash. In one day he was in Itbodedut and he was crying to Hashem Yitbarach, praying, please Hashem, give me parnasah. We need money for rent, we need money for Shabbos, we need money for this, for that, mamash. Was doing long tefillah on parnasah, and when he finished to pray, finished his 1 hour probably. So he had that thought crossing his mind, and if Hashem will not gonna answer, I'm gonna call my father-in-law. And this is our disgrace. That even when we're praying, it's an option, but it's not 100% on Hashem. So if a man really have faith, he doesn't believe in nothing else. He doesn't believe in himself. Like the Mishnah is saying, Al ta'amin batzmach ad yom motach. Don't believe in yourself until the day you're going to die. Don't count on yourself. No, don't worry, I'm going to be there. I'm going to come. I'm going to help you 100% for sure. Who is promising you they're going to wake up in the morning? Who is promising you that you're going to breathe another 1 second? Who is promising you? You don't know. It's all lies. It's all lies. You're counting on Mishenet Kaneratzitz, on a broken cane. You don't have no ability. Only Hashem is holding you straight to stand up on your legs. Like Rav Shalom said a few Shabbos ago, that if you're going to take a dead man and try to stand him on his legs, on his feet, he will fall. Even if you're going to open his legs real wide and going to put him a mash in a very stable way, the best, he will fall on his face. Why? Because a man cannot hold himself. The body is not holding himself. The neshama is holding the man. It's a spiritual string that is holding the man. It's Hashem that holds the man. Without Hashem, you're falling immediately on the spot. You cannot stand. So a man should have that feeling every moment when he's got faith that Hashem is reviving him. That Hashem is, he's helping him to breathe. All of the machines inside, the heart, the digestion system is working. Everything is been supervised by Hashem. You can, I'm going to eat now, I'm going to go. How many people couldn't go out from the toilet? They went to the toilet, couldn't go out. you don't have no control. And this is something that depends in faith. And we should go to Hashem Yitbarach on that, to cry to Hashem Yitbarach. Let me believe in you. Let me count on you. We need to organize all of our the brain systems. We're leaning on patterns of kfira, mamash, almost 99.9%. Even the ones that have faith. Most of our patterns of our way of thinking are total kfirot. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I want this, I want that, I want this. It's all kfirot. And we need to have a lot of effort to convince ourselves to change. This is something, it's an effort for life. For life. Like that I told you a few weeks ago, that Rav Shalom told me once that I asked him about finding a supervisor to the yeshiva, and I offered to him a certain Baal Tshuva, and he told me, look, Baal Tshuva, it's a problem. All of them have mental problems. All of Baal Tshuva. And he's a Baal Tshuva, how can he say that? Because he knows how much effort it took for him to break his patterns, to come to a better place, really to purify his thoughts, to go out from Ta'avot, from Ta'avat Ni'uf, from all of those crazy, stupid lusts, and chasing after empty things, and being afraid for nonsense. A man that has faith in Hashem, he's not afraid from no man in the world. He will never going to be afraid, because there is no other reality except of the reality of Hashem. How far we are from that? You're going to see someone with a knife standing close to you, you're not going to be afraid. And I'm saying knife, like that. There are things that are people that are worthless can stand in front of you and you're going to shake. And they're afraid of you more than you're afraid of them, and you don't know that, and you're afraid more and more and more. And you don't know that they're just scared now. And you don't know. And you're scared. You have patterns. It's most of the tshuva is psychological process that a man have to work on himself daily, and to ask for a lot of help from Hashem. A lot of help, need siyata dishmaya, a lot of siyata dishmaya. This is why a lot of times when people are telling me that they want to work on their learning skills, to learn more Gemara, and to work on, I really appreciate all of those things. And also people that are telling me that they have to go to work, to find parnasah, and I really appreciate all of those things. They're real. There's nothing bad than to learn more Gemara. There is nothing bad in to have parnasah, that you're going to be able to pay your bills. No doubt about it. It's mamash, it's great. All of those are very important things. But like we said before, it has to be based on your Atra mind. If you have your Yirat Shamayim, it means connection with Hashem. If now you're going to go and work on your skills of Limud, and while learning, developing skills of Limud, you're going to forget Hashem, the basic things of Judaism, to pray to Hashem, to do tshuva, you're going to fall from the 1 hour it would do. So you lost the main thing, and you gain something minor, something small, shuli. But if you have the main thing, that you have faith, that you're connected with Hashem, all of those details are going to come, going to attach to that thing that you already have, like a magnet. And that magnet of Yirat Shamayim, of love for Hashem Yitbarach, going to bring you in the end to serve Hashem Yitbarach and to develop your skills. Like that Rav Shalom. A lot of times people ask the Rav Shalom for Avrichim, people that lives close to the yeshiva, what to do if I woke up late in the morning and I'm not, and I lost the time of the first minyan. What should I do? There is a minyan of Shabbos morning, and then there is a class, let's say at 10 a.m. Alright, so now the question, the minyan started at 7, now I woke up at 8. What should I do now? To go to the mikveh, and then to come to the yeshiva, I'm going to lose the first minyan. I'm going to join them maybe in the middle of Kriyat HaTorah, or maybe even just to Musaf. I'm going to daven alone, I'm not going to hear all of the Kaddish, no Kedusha. What should I do? If I'm going to run and find another minyan in Shtiblach, in Musayof, in Shtiblach Beit Israel, I'm going to catch a fast fila. I'm going to finish everything until 10 in a minyan with Sefer Torah, everything, come to the yeshiva on time to listen to the shiur of Arab. So what Arab thinks that it's better? Arab said, when you're waking up, go to the mikveh and come to yeshiva. But Arab, you just dropped filah b'minyan. You just dropped so many kaddishim. You dropped so, and I'm going to get used to it. It's going to be so comfortable for me. Every day I can wake up at 8, at 9, to daven alone, benacha, don't need no minyan. What's going to be? Arab, so many important things. Kirat Torah in public, I'm going to lose it forever. What's going to be? Arab Shalom said, to come to yeshiva after you woke up. Go to the mikveh, come to the yeshiva. Why? And he expanded. He said, if let's say that now you're strong, and really you're going to catch a minyan in a shtiblach, and then you're going to come to the shiur, now you have the power to wake up at 8. And when you're waking up at 8, you can catch another minyan in shtiblach and to come to the yeshiva, attend to the shiur, after prayed in a minyan and everything wonderful. But in 1 year, in 2 years, that you're going to be so used to pray in another place, and you will not going to be able also to wake up at 8, just you're going to wake up at 8:30. You're going to be so used to go to pray in another place, that you're also going to lose the shiur after it. And you're going to lose all of your connection to the yeshiva in the end. But if now you're going to get used to always come to the shiur in time, always to be part of the yeshiva, whenever you woke up, finally in the end, you're going to find powers also to wake up a little bit earlier. That feeling of lacking that you're going to have, that you're not praying in a minyan, going to wake you up earlier to join the minyan in the end. But that feeling of completing yourself, achieving everything, you're going to feel so satisfied that in the end you are not going to need the yeshiva anymore. And you're going to go and you're going to pray in other minyanim and you're going to drop, you're going to fall from the yeshiva. The importance of them all is the yeshiva. It's the source that from that source you receive the connection to Hashem Yitbarach. And I know about myself that I'm totally bribed. There is no doubt about it. Because I feel something, and I feel what is reviving me. I feel what gives me power, strength, and happiness in my life. In what my Shalom Bayit depends, in what the education of my children depends, in what my Yirat Shamayim depends. I can tell on myself. This is why I'm allowing myself to share and to tell you what's going on here, what's going on in my life. I know that for me, I know that experience taught me that Harav, this is the center of my Yirat Shamayim. From him I'm receiving my Yirat Shamayim, my connection to Hashem Yitbarach. Yesterday we had a shiur in the morning that Harav was talking about the will. And I'm telling you, there was only shiur in the morning, in the evening, in Suda Shlishit, Harav was in Yeshivat Machane Israel. I didn't hear his shiur. In the evening, at night, maybe at 11:30, maybe close to 12, I went out from the house to do 1 hour in Bodhidu. And I felt inside of myself that Harat HaRatzon, the illumination of the will, so much. I wanted Hashem so much at night, at midnight, at 12. I went out to the fields to do it outside. I cannot express, I cannot share it with you how much I was desiring for Hashem. I didn't know what to do with myself. I felt like I'm soon going to explode. I was telling Hashem, and it's not mine. And it's not my level, it's not Dror Moshe Kasuto's level to go, to want Hashem. I know my level. I know where I'm coming from. I know what my hobby is. I know what I was used to do. I know when I was choosing what I was choosing. And I know what Harav is talking in classes. And I suddenly see that it lights from inside of me. And I can pray on you, I can pray on all of Am Israel that's going to have that also, that everyone's going to have Harat HaRatzon, to want Hashem, to want Hashem. And I couldn't stop myself over half an hour to pray on Harat HaRatzon, to want Hashem, that everyone's going to want Hashem. And it's not mine. It's not belong to me to tell, look, you have to learn from me. It's not mine. I received it from someone that is carving our brain for months on Harat HaRatzon, and suddenly you feel it inside. You have it. You want Hashem. You want Hashem and you don't care if you're falling. You want Hashem and you don't care if you're praying in a minyan. If you're not praying in a minyan, you just want Hashem and you want Hashem and you want Hashem. And this is the success of life. If you want Hashem, you're going to have Hashem. If you don't want Hashem, you can have whatever and you're going to lose everything in the end because you're not attached to nothing. You're going to have minyan. In the day that you will not going to have the power to go to a minyan, there is nothing that is attaching you to that minyan. From habit. This is your habit. You used to go to a minyan. It's nice. Everything is cool. It's comfortable. You have minyan, everything. But if now you need to do something, the wife, she's screaming. So, you reject the minyan. You don't care about the minyan anymore because you don't have a real attachment to the minyan. You don't have love to it. You don't have your achamayim from Hashem. You just, it's comfortable for you to run your life like that. You're being religious. It's better than to be a carpenter, like Rav Shalom said. But it's also a profession. It's not a real Oved Hashem. Someone that is attached to Hashem, that depends in the will. And that man, he doesn't care if he was in a minyan, if he wasn't in a minyan, he had mikveh today, didn't have mikveh, he doesn't care. He wants Hashem, and he wants Hashem, and he's going to find Hashem, and he's going to climb on mountains, and going to do whatever he can do to find Hashem finally, and he's going to achieve that. The Harat HaRatzon is something that we received from Arab. This is why always we're coming again and again to that point of taking the advice. Rabbeinu is talking about wonderful things here. To complete things, you have to have faith. You need to take that advice and to make it to actions, to work with it. What it means? It means that today when you're going to daven Shmona Esrei, you're not going to say Shmona Esrei. You're going to remember that to complete your Shmona Esrei, you should have faith. What it means, faith? That there is nothing except of Hashem. And that Hashem is all good, and that He's in front of you when you're praying, and that He wants to give you. Just you need to put vessels, and your Tfilat Shmona Esrei are going to look totally different. You're going to talk every word to Hashem, you're going to say Hashem, and you're going to realize Hashem is here. Hashem is here. I told you that it happened to me once in the beginning of my tshuva, that I said one time I prayed Shmona Esrei alone in my apartment, in my house, all alone, standing Shmona Esrei, and I said Hashem. And then one time it happened to me, I realized, you're standing in front of the Creator of the world. He's here, He's listening to you. I couldn't say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. I couldn't say Sfatai Tiftach. I couldn't open my mouth to complete the sentence Sfatai Tiftach. Because of the Yirat Shamayim, Masha, I was shaking. Hashem, I said, Hashem, how can you continue to feel suddenly when really you realize that Hashem is there? All of the prophets, they would fall on their face and shaking. Even Abraham Avinu, when Hashem was there with them. What it means when Hashem was there? Melo kol haaretz kevodo, Hashem is always there. They felt it. When you feel Hashem, you're shaking. How can you stand in front of fire? Hashem is a lot holier and a lot hot than fire, and He's burning and eating everything. Hashem is fire is nothing according to Hashem. Fire? What is fire? It's a joke. Fire that we know that we're so afraid of fire, it's 1 out of 60 of the fire of hell. There is a midrash that is saying that in the judgment day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending the devil to the fire, to hell. So the devil is so rude and telling Hashem Yitbarach, but listen, I just listen to your orders, to your commandments. You send me to do whatever that I've done. So why should I go to hell? You should go to hell. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, let's go together. And they're going together to hell, and the Yetzirah is burning in hell, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fire of hell, cannot control him. It's a joke. He is the fire of hell. He is everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something can burn him. When you're standing Shmona Esrei, you need to have faith. And not only in Shmona Esrei. When you're eating, you need to eat in front of Hashem. When you're learning, you need to learn in front of Hashem. When you're talking to your friend, you need to know, Hashem is here. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. Only like that, those things that you are doing are going to be complete.
you're making business, you're learning Hebrew, you're learning skills of Gemara, you, no matter what, you're dressing yourself, you're choosing clothes. Whatever you do, you need to have Hashem over there. And with the faith, all of the things are complete. And without faith, all of the things are lacking. And no one said that black pants and white shoes, it's perfect. Only if Hashem is there, it's perfect. But also if Hashem is there with a blue t-shirt and jeans, so it's also perfect because Hashem is there. You need to bring Hashem into your life. And when Hashem is in your life are perfect. No matter what you have in your life. Because Hashem is completing the picture. Hashem is perfect. And if you're canceling yourself to Hashem, it's all perfect. You don't need nothing else except of Hashem. All lack that we have, all lackings that we have, is only because of lack of knowledge. Mechesron adat. This is why we're suffering. This is why we feel the lackings and we need to go to fulfill ourselves because we lack of wisdom. It's written, dat kanita machasarta. If you bought wisdom, what you lack of? You don't lack of nothing. You have everything. You have wisdom. You know that it's all Hashem. Wisdom, it means to know Hashem. Ladat et Hashem, that you know. The only reality that there is, it's Hashem. There is no other thing except of Him. Enon milvado. When you bring Hashem into the picture, into your life, you don't have no lackings in your life. We have more time. Oh, plenty of time. Time to drink tea. We're beyond time. כמו שאמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, like that it's written in Baba Batra, in the Gemara Kedoshah, לעניין צדקה, about charity. הנותן פרוטה לעני, a man that gives a coin to a poor man, מתברך בשש, being blessed in six, והמפייסו, and the one that is, how you say מפייסו?
Appeasing
him, באחד עשר, blessed in 11, ובין בנותן צדקה ובין במפייס העני הנ"ל, and also in donating money for charity and also in appeasing him, that poor man, חסר א', you lack of one, like we learned in the beginning of the Torah. כי ראוי להיות שבע ושתים עשרה, because it's supposed to be seven, been blessed in seven and been blessed in 12, כנגד שבעה כוכבי לכת, corresponding, yes, to seven stars, וכנגד 12 מזלות, and to 12 constellations. Very nice. כי צדקה הוא בחינות גלגלים, because charity, it's an aspect of
planets.
כמו שאמרו רבותינו, like that it's written in the Gemara, זיכרונם לברכה, מסכת שבת, כי בגלל הדבר הזה יברכך, that Hashem gonna bless you because of that thing. That thing was charity, but it's written biglal. Biglal, what it means biglal? Because. But also, it hints us to, on that word, galgal, that wheel, circle. And Rabotenu learned over there, galgal hu shechozer ba'olam. It's a wheel that goes again and again in the world. It means if you donate now tzedakah, it's gonna come back to you. שלח לחמך על פני המים, and one day it's gonna come back to you. ברבות הימים תמצאנו. With the days, with the time, it's gonna come back to you. So it depends in the
planets
that they're always moving in circles. וכמו שהגלגל יש לו שתי תנועות, and like that the wheel, he's got two. And we're talking now about wheels on the stars. It got two kind of movements. Achat tnuah tiv'it. One is the natural
cycle.
Mima'arav lemizrach, from the west
rotation.
To what?
Rotation.
From the west to the east. Ve'achat tnuah, and one power ha'hechrechit, that someone is forcing it to be ממזרח למערב, from the east to the west. What it means, מה שהגלגל היומי, that the גלגל היומי,
daily cycle,
חוזר ומתגלגל, go back and rolls,
ממזרח למערב, from the east to the west, ומכריח עמו כל הגלגלים, enforcing with him all of other planets, stars, forcing called gravity. כוח המשיכה can be
גרביטציה.
כן, לעניין צדקה. Also about charity, אמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, they said, יותר ממה שבעל הבית עושה עם העני, more than what that the בעל הבית, the one that owns the house, means the rich man, is doing with the poor, העני עושה עם בעל הבית. The poor man is doing with the rich man, with the one that owns the house. Means also two powers, two movements. שזה בחינות שני תנועות, that it aspects of two movements, ממערב למזרח, from the west to the east, וממזרח למערב, and from the east to the west, דהיינו מהעני לבעל הבית, from the poor man to the owner of the house, ומבעל הבית, from the one that owns the house, לעני to the poor. כי כל השפע, because all of the bounty והברכות and the blessings באים על ידי הגלגלים, are coming by the planets. כי על ידם, because by them, means not because of, means through. הקדוש ברוך הוא is bringing down the shefa through those, the nature, the nature system, systems of nature. כי על ידם, because by them, מנהיג הקדוש ברוך הוא העולם, כידוע, הקדוש ברוך הוא leads the world through them. So all of the science and scientists and everyone that are investigating, they can find the truth, but they will not going to reach the complete truth because they're investigating a certain level. They can understand a lot in that level, but when you are when you are understanding the source of things, all of the other things gonna fall in place. You're gonna understand them. I heard once that when in United States they had a certain problem when there was that Cold War, when United States were fighting with Russia on the Masala Khalal to land, who gonna land first on the moon to the space. So there was a certain situation that they were stuck. They didn't know what they had a question, they didn't know how to solve it. And one of the engineers over there in NASA, he was a Jew that was connected to the Rebbe Milubavitch, and he took all of the maps and all of the details, all of the math, all of those, and he went to the Rebbe Milubavitch to ask him, and he solved that question for him. And he asked him, how you done that? So he said that he just looked at the logic of how things are written over there, and he completed the logic in that empty part that was missing, and he completed it. It's written on a lot of geniuses from Am Yisrael, righteous people, that I heard one story, for an example, that they could know languages without learning that language, just by looking on the handwriting. For an example, one time there was a decree that the king of that nation, he wanted to decree Chas Shalom something bad on all Jews, and they didn't want the Jews to keep what the term that they're going to be able to, so they wrote it in another language that wasn't known over there at all to no one, and this is it, and they published it, and they said the Jews have to follow what that's written here in that paper, and this is it, and no one knew. So they took it to one of the Geonim, I don't remember who was it, in the generation of the Geonim, and they gave it to him, and he looked at it, and he answered to them, he translated for them what to do, and also he told them to fix their the mistakes in how that they wrote that letter. He told them, for an example, let's say that it was in English, so he told them, here it cannot be that they're going to write this word with an A, it has to be with an E. Here it cannot be written with Y, it has to be I. Because he realized the logic of that language by looking at it. By the numbers of letters that are coming again and again in the letters, and they are jumping in a certain order. And there is logic to the creation. Like that it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu
looked inside the Torah, and after that he took means how you say
kilo shakal
weighed
all of the information that the Torah contains, so he went and created the world. So the one that knows Torah, he can tell everything on everything. He can know all of the details about the tigers, about the elephants, about nature, about stones, diamonds, what's more valuable, what's less, because of the Torah. Because the source of all of it, the creation, coming from the Torah. So why to waste your time on learning a certain term, something so small, if you can learn on this in the source, if you can go back to the source of all wisdom. And the source of all wisdom, it's faith. Everything depends in faith. If you have faith in Hashem Yitbarach, now you can understand the Torah. If you don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach, for sure you cannot understand the Torah. So you're going to remember. So to learn even Gemara, it can be Chas V'Shalom, like to learn English, like to learn France, like to learn science. It's going to be the same, because you're looking at it from a wrong point of view, from a wrong angle, perspective. We need to attach everything to the purpose. The purpose, Hazor HaKadosh is writing, is Begin Dishtem Ode'in Le'ah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that people are going to be aware to Him, that people are going to know Him, going to believe in Him. So for that, you need to learn more Torah to know Hashem more. You need to learn Mishnayot to know Hashem, to understand, to have light of your neshama, to learn Halachot, to know, because you want to know Hashem. Only because you want to know Hashem. Only because of that. And when you have that foundation, you can add more details and they're going to attach. They're going to mix. They're going to bond. They're going to be part of what that you want from that connection to Hashem Yitbarach. But if you yourself is separating, now you're learning Halakha, now you're learning Mishnayot, now you're learning Gemara. So you yourself separate yourself from Hashem Yitbarach. You need to learn how to connect yourself to Hashem. Now I'm going to learn another sugya in the face of Hashem, in how Hashem is illuminating His face, His wisdom to Am Israel. When it's written that you should remember Hashem Yitbarach, what it means, you should remember that Hashem is with you. When you're learning sugya, you're not allowed to forget Hashem. You're concentrating now in the sugya. You're not allowed to be swallowed, to swim inside the sugya and to forget Hashem. You're living, you're dropping the Yirat Shamayim, even inside of the sugya. How many times a man can see that he's learning Torah, but he becomes to be light in his thoughts, he's not prum, he's not Yirat Shamayim. He's not holding Yirat Shamayim. Why? Because he was holding the sugya. Are you holding the sugya? Ta'ochez ba'sugya, do you hold the sugya? I don't need to hold the sugya. I want to hold Hashem. I want to hold Hashem in the sugya. This is the... Let's see you focusing, concentrating in the sugya while you remember Hashem Yitbarach, while you're learning. To go into the depths of the limud, it's very easy. It's very satisfying. It's amazing. You can mamash go and enjoy learning all day long and not to think about Hashem. But it's not what that Hashem wants. To complete all of the things, like we said, it's only with faith. Your limud won't be perfect if you're not going to have faith while you're learning. You're not remembering Hashem Yitbarach when you're learning that Hashem is here, that Hashem is in the Beit Midrash. A man that he's got that faith, not to talk in Beit Knesset, not to talk in Beit Midrash, not to talk Chas Shalom, Lashon Hara, all of those things, they don't require no power, no effort from him. Because Hashem is here, how can I talk? Hashem is here, how can I waste my time? Hashem is looking, the faith is supporting you. The faith gives you power to accomplish everything that you need in your life. And without the faith, how much strength you have to finish us. Because it's a huge journey. It's going to take you so many years, so much time. And what's going to be the power that's going to push you to do that, to accomplish that, to achieve that? Only if you know that Hashem is here, you can find powers. וכן, and this is why היה ראוי, it was supposed to be שיהיו הברכות, that those blessings האמורים אצל צדקה, that been said about that issue of צדקה, that a man gonna be blessed because of donating money for צדקה, 7 or 12, 7 and 12, כנגד הגלגלים, corresponding to the planets, cycles. אך בזה הורו לנו רבותינו, but in that, that they said 6 and 11 and not 7 and 12, our rabbis taught us, זיכרונם לברכה, שהצדקה חסרה, that also charity is not completed, ואין לה שלמות, and it's not perfect, ועדיין חסר אחת, and still lack of one. הן בנותן והן במפייס. Also when you're donating, giving money, and also when you're appeasing. Amen. היינו שחסר האמונה, means that you lack of faith, that it's not you that gives, that it's not you that appease, that it's Hashem Yitbarach. It wasn't you that hurt him, it was Hashem that hurts him. It's so hard to believe in that, but on that you should put the effort. You're giving now to someone, donation, tzedakah, you want to receive something, even thank you, something. Why? If it wasn't you that was giving it all, if it's only Hashem, so you will not gonna feel the pain of not receiving that thanks. If you're looking for thanks, for honor, so something is missing. You're gonna be blessed only in 6. You can be blessed in 7. If you're gonna have that faith, you're gonna be blessed in 7. 7 is Shabbat, 7 is Kedusha, it's holiness. שבלעדי הצדקה חסרה עדיין, charity is still with the lacking, still. ועל ידי האמונה, but by faith, נשלם, it's been completed, ומאירה בחינות הצדקה. And the aspects of charity is illuminating. וזה שכתוב, and this is what it's written, והאמין בהשם, that when Abraham believed in Hashem, ויחשבה לו צדקה, and it counts as charity, then it's charity. When you give 1,000 shekels, $200, 500 shekels, million shekels, you gave it and you don't have faith, you cannot call it charity. It's something that you done, you gave money, Baruch Hashem, he went, he bought the things for Shabbos, you made something good, but it's not charity. Tzedakah, tzedakah, act of righteousness, it's only when it's complete. When you know that it's all from Hashem, that you see Hashem in your eyes while you're giving, while you are receiving, you know that it's all Hashem. Shal yedei ha'emunah, that only by faith, nechshevet ha'tzedakah, the charity counts, ki bilti ha'emunah, because without the faith, hi chasera, it's still with lacking. Veze shamru rabotenu zichonam livracha, and this is what that our rabbi said, holy rabbis, shemesh b'shabbat, sun in Shabbos, tzedakah la'anim, it's charity to the poor people. Ki shabbat hu b'chinot emunah, because Shabbos it's aspects of faith. Ki shabbat hu me'id al yichudo shel chidush ha'olam, because Shabbos is testifying on the fact that the world is only one part, one piece, all Hashem. Ve'al chidush ha'olam, on the fact that Hashem is renewing the world all of the time, creating it again and again, כמובא בספרים, like that is written in the books, על ידי אמונה, and by having faith, שהוא בחינות שבת, that it's aspect of Shabbos, מאירה הצדקה, the charity is illuminating, וזן, this is what it's written, שמש בשבת צדקה, שמש, the sun, means the illumination, in Shabbos, that it's aspect of faith, charity is צדקה, שמש לשון אור, sun means light, היינו שבשבת, that in Shabbos, שהוא בחינות אמונה, that it's aspect of faith, מאירה, הצדקה, כנ"ל, the charity is illuminating, like that we learned. This is it. Thank you very much.